With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Former President Donald Trump's conviction is poised to become an election rally cry. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden don't agree on much, but they both are emphasizing the importance of this year's presidential election in light of Thursday's historic conviction. President Biden said the only way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office is at the ballot box. And Trump himself said,
"The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people."
Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at srnnews.com, the International Monetary Fund has upgraded its forecast for the economy in China while warning that reforms are needed to sustain growth.
The IMF says the world's second largest economy will likely grow at a 5% annual rate this year. That's based on China's growth in the first quarter and recent moves to support the property sector. But it warned in a report that attaining sustained high-quality growth requires building stronger social safety nets to enable Chinese consumers to spend more.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and he adds the IMF also says Beijing should scale back subsidies and other, quote, distortive policies that support manufacturing at the expense of other industries, such as services. At least two Texas border mayors are headed to Washington coming up Tuesday when President Biden is expected to announce an executive order that will mark the latest and his so-called aggressive plan to curtail the number of migrants allowed to seek asylum here. Mayors from Edinburgh and Brownsville have indicated they do plan to attend. This is SRN News. A book, rather a look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another seven place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy. And in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Washington has issued a permanent injunction barring the U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests and demonstrations on the steps of the Capitol building. Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for simply holding a silent prayer vigil. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Scott says some tough times for the nation's bicycle shops.
Early in the pandemic, a surge of interest in cycling pushed sales up 64% to $5.4 billion in 2020, according to the retail tracking service Circana. The boom didn't last. Hobbled by pandemic-related supply chain issues, the shops sold all their bikes and had trouble restocking. Now inventory has caught up, but fewer people need new bikes. It all adds up to a tough environment for retailers, although there are a few bright spots like gravel and e-bikes. John Scott reporting.
Healthcare delivery experts say many patients in the United States today need more help in dealing with a system that is growing very complex. They say a growing number of insurance complications and doctor shortages and a lack of communication make it tough if you're sick. More details at srnnews.com.